We're now at our penultimate finalist, and penultimate's just a fancy word for seventh. This is Dmitry Karaman from the Department of Mechanical Engineering. Dmitry's presentation is titled Shaping Tomorrow's Materials with Simulated Crystal Growth.
Have you ever looked at a honeycomb and wondered, how did they do that? How did a group of bees come together and make this perfect grid of hexagons? It turns out they didn't. There are all kinds of pentagons and heptagons mixed in. You might think this is a bad thing, but these imperfections make it stronger. Add too many, though, and it gets weaker once more. So how do we perfect imperfection? That's what I'm trying to find out, the right imperfections for any structure. Repeated geometric structures, called lattices, range from simple ones, like honeycombs, up to complex 3D shapes. These structures are lightweight and strong, lending themselves to aerospace, automotive, and construction. We can see them used in running shoes to make them more responsive, see them used in hip implants to help our bones grow stronger, and in pillows to give us a better night's rest. Each of these can be made better, just like the honeycomb. They just need a sprinkle of imperfection. While bees may be great for making honeycombs, they struggle with any more complex shapes, which is why we look to crystals. By mathematically simulating their growth, we can get all kinds of 2D and 3D structures with the shapes and imperfections we want. Then we can test these structures on a computer or in real life with 3D printing. These complex shapes were once impossible. They require 3D printers, and these machines used to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. In the last decade, that has come down to just a few hundred, opening the door to this whole new realm of materials. Now, how do we take crystals and get something usable out of them? I ask each of you to take a second and look at the bottom of the slide. Those probably don't look like crystals. That's because each of those black dots represents just a single atom in a crystal structure. I can calculate the spacing between these atoms and generate a structure from that. To grow each crystal, I take a few atoms and tell them how to generate, wait for them to develop, and then make a structure from that. I can then test these structures and do this whole process a few times or a few thousand and find which structures are the strongest, the most flexible, or any number of other parameters. Maybe one day the very seats you're sitting in will be more comfortable thanks to bees and crystals. Thank you.